This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Governor Jay Nixon says he remains opposed to a bill that would raise the state sales tax while cutting income taxes for individuals and businesses. Nixon released a statement earlier today saying that a sales tax increase would shift the tax burden to seniors and veterans on fixed incomes. He said it, quote, is not the right approach to growing our economy or creating jobs. Nixon's reaction comes after the House passed a bill yesterday that would gradually cut the individual income tax by 2/3 of a percentage point over 5 years while also reducing business taxes. The Missouri House has passed yet another bill that expands the rights of gun owners. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill would bar business owners from prohibiting anyone from legally possessing a firearm in their vehicles while parked at their businesses. GOP sponsor Stanley Cox of Sedalia and Democrat Janice Monticello of St. Louis County argued over whether the bill could put small business owners out of business.
The legal, honest person carrying a gun makes us safer.
That's a contention you're making. That's not a fact.
It is a fact.
Another GOP lawmaker said he's a small business owner and doesn't think guns and parked cars would threaten his livelihood, while another Democrat argued that a business owner should have the right to ban guns on his or her property. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Moberly has taken close to a $60,000 hit this month because of Mamtec, the failed artificial sweetener plant. Throughout April, the city has spent that sum in legal fees due to the Mamtec fiasco. These legal costs include attorneys' fees that Moberly is paying in their fight against Mamtec in court. The spent funds will take away from money that could have gone toward other departments in the city, such as the police and fire departments. That's according to City Director of Finance Greg Hodge. City Manager Andy Morris says he is not sure how long this process will take and at what cost.
I don't know how it's going to pan out legally and financially. We have certain interests at hand that we need to defend, and we're going to continue to do that. But I have no earthly idea how that's going to, as I said, materialize in the end and at what time frame.
In total, Mamtec has cost the city's general fund more than $677,000 since May 2010. The American Lung Association released its annual State of the Air report card yesterday on air quality in the U.S. Out of the 17 Missouri counties with air quality data, only Boone County received an A grade. And here's the list of counties that failed: Clay, Clinton, Jasper, Jefferson, Perry, St. Charles, St. Louis, and St. Louis City. Researchers used air quality data between 2009 and 2011 for the grading. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.